Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday Second Class, Grace Orientation, 25 September 2011.
There we go. As we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you again for your magnificent grace, and we thank you, sir, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble now to worship you through the study of your word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, the special on grace. And we're in this passage in Galatians 2 where Peter, who understood grace and been taught grace and was living grace, came up to Antioch, and then when some legalistic people in Jerusalem came up, he switched over to legalism, left grace. And the reason why I'm teaching this passage is because where we're going to be going. We're going to be going to 1 Peter 5:12, and we're going to be going to 2 Peter 3:18. But there's a lot that's gone on. I want you to see what had gone on in Peter's life. And I want you to see how powerful it is at the end of the first epistle of Peter, when Peter writes at the end of 1 Peter 5, verse 12, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. You see, you got to know what had happened to realize how powerful this is. Peter learned this the hard way. He learned it the hard way, and he had to get braced, and he had to get chewed out face to face, and then in front of the whole congregation by the Apostle Paul, because he was making a mess of everything. And he learned from it. What made Peter a winner and a great winner is that he could listen to someone who disciplined him, embraced him, who chewed him out, and he took it in a positive way. He listened to find out, how does this apply to me? And as soon as Paul chewed Peter out, he knew Paul was right. He knew Paul was exactly right. He knew he was wrong. He knew he was out of line. And he learned from the discipline. He learned from the rebuke. He didn't react. When you react to discipline, you're an arrogant believer and you will never, ever advance and glorify God. If you react to discipline. But he didn't. He responded to discipline. He benefited from it, and he knew that Paul was exactly right. And yeah, he didn't stand firm in the true grace of God. And I'm having you look at that, because when we leave this passage and then go back to 1 Peter 5, it's powerful. And this is what he commands of every single one of us. What he's saying is, don't do what I did. Don't make the same mistake I did. I was wrong, Peter says. I was totally out of line. I fell flat on my face. But thank God that for the Apostle Paul, and that God used Paul to straighten me out. And sometimes we need straightening out. I hope you have enough moxie to benefit from the straightening out when you get it, because we all need it from time to time. And so at the end of the conclusion of this section in Galatians 2, verse 16 is one of the most powerful verses in the Word of God, demonstrating that salvation is by grace and not by works, not by trying to keep the Ten Commandments, not by trying to follow the Mosaic Law, not by following all the regulations. You can't do it. It's impossible. Absolutely no one is going to be in heaven because they tried to keep the Mosaic Law or do the works of the law. Not one person will be in heaven. The only people that will be in heaven are those who have simply believed in Jesus Christ. And he was known in the Old Testament as Jehovah. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. So you might tell that to the Jehovah's Witnesses next time they come to your door. Jesus Christ is Jehovah. But Galatians 2:16, this is one of those longer verses that some of you have memorized. This is a good one. Memorize this one. See, some of you, the only one you memorized is Jesus wept. It's the only verse you memorize because it's short. You could hang on to that one. Jesus wept. But, you know, put yourself and get something a little longer there. Galatians 2:16, but we know that a man does not receive justification by the works of the law, but by means of faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus for the purpose that we might receive justification by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. Because by the works of the law, nobody shall be justified. Now that word justified, that's a very important word, and yet you just say justified, it doesn't really tell you what God is saying here. It's a great word. It comes from the verb dikaiō. D-I-K-A-I-O-long-O. Dikaiō. Now, from this verb, in dikaiō, before I tell you what it means, there's a noun that comes from dikaiō. It's called dikaiosune. D-I-K-A-I-O-S-U-N, long E, dikaiosune. Dikaiosune is the Greek word righteousness. Righteousness. Dikaiosune, righteousness. There's an adjective that comes from dikaiō. It's called dikaios. D-I-K-A-I-O-S. Dikaios. That's the adjective righteous. So we have dikaiosune, righteousness. Dikaios, righteous. And they both come from the verb dikaiō, which unfortunately has been translated justified. But that's not what it literally says. It says to declare righteous. to declare righteous. So what does justified mean? That you have been declared righteous. And who declares you righteous? God does. And what is the basis of being declared righteous? Keeping the law? Nobody, it says. Nobody. By the works of the law, nobody will be declared righteous. Not one person will be declared righteous because he's trying to do good. Follow the Ten Commandments. Follow the Mosaic Law. Follow all of the... Don't eat the unclean foods and only eat the clean foods and this and that and all the other things. You got to be circumcised. And by the way, the Mosaic Law was for Israel and for the Jews only. Only for the Jews. It was never for any other people. It was for the Jews only. In the age of Israel. It never ever was for the Gentiles. And in the church age, began at Pentecost, God set up a new system. And in that new system, every person that comes to the cross and believes in Christ is baptized into union with Christ. The baptism of the Spirit entered into union with Christ, becoming royal family of God, a new spiritual species. And in union with Christ, there is no distinction. Now Jews and Gentiles are one. And they're not Jews and they're not Gentiles. They're royal family of God. You believe in Christ? I don't know what you are. You're a mess, probably. I asked my mother, what was, you know, at school, they all, what nationality are you? You know, Olsen sounds like it's Scandinavian. And it's got Norwegian. I'm Norwegian, Scott Irish on my father's side. And on my mother's side, she said, you're a mess. So just tell them you're a mess. But that's not a big deal. It's not a big deal whether you're a Gentile or what nationality you are, or whether you're a Jew or what. That makes no difference. Because when you believe in Christ, you are no longer a Jew. You're no longer a Gentile. You are now royal family of God. You're royal family of God. So you're... roots don't mean me, I know. You know, they had that show, Roots. And follow your roots. I don't want to go back and look at my roots. I probably got relatives that I don't want to know I have. And probably we all have those kind of relatives. But your nationality and your roots don't mean diddle in the plan of God. You come to the cross and believe in Christ. You're entered into union with Christ and you're royal family of God. And there's no distinction between Jews and Gentiles anymore. So I love this. Dikaiō means to declare righteous. Now let's go back and look at this verse again. But we know that a man does not receive justification. He is not declared righteous by the works of the law. But he is declared righteous by means of faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus for the purpose that we might be declared righteous by faith in Christ. That we might be declared righteous, how? By faith in Christ. And not by the works of the law, because by the works of the law, nobody will be declared righteous. Now, this is the whole thing here. To be declared righteous by God. And there's only, the only people that are declared righteous by God are the ones who simply believe in Jesus Christ. Faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. By the way, that faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works, that's a part of Grace Evangelical Society. Bob Wilkins is going to be here next week, and who is head of Grace Evangelical Society. He'll be here next Sunday. We have communion next Sunday, and Bob will be speaking, and then he's going to go up to Utah for the Old Farts Olympics. And he keeps wanting to know if I'm going to go, and I said, no. They haven't got a calendar long enough for me, timey. I used to be in track, but I'm not anymore. And do I want to go back and live my life over? Would I like to do it all over again? No, I love it where I am right now. I love it where I am right now. Yes, I walked that road. I made my decisions. I go back and had to do it all over again, I'd probably make the same damn mistake. Good ones and bad ones. But I'm here where I am by the grace of God, and I like where I am right now. And I'm looking forward to the next day and the next day, and I'm looking forward to heaven. And it's going to be, absolutely awesome. Resurrection body, I'll come back and then I'll join the Old Farts Olympics in the resurrection body. They don't call it the Old Farts Olympics, they call it something else, but that's my terminology. OPH Olympics. One, trying to keep the Mosaic Law. Trying to keep the works of the law. Absolutely cannot declare you righteous. Trying to keep the law, the Mosaic Law, doing the works of the law, absolutely cannot declare you righteous. Trying to keep the Ten Commandments? Well, go ahead and try to do it. You can't do it. You can't keep the Ten Commandments. You can't keep the law. The purpose of the law is to point out that you're spiritually dead. You're totally depraved. You have a sin nature. That you sin. And the James says if you fail at one point in that law, just one point, you're guilty of the whole thing. Well, hell, I failed at more than one point. I failed two. Well, some of you have failed two or three yourself. See? Million. So the purpose of the law was to point out that we are sinners and we need a Savior and to direct us to that Savior, and the Savior is Jesus Christ. The purpose of the law was very important. Hey, we're totally depraved. We need a Savior, and there He is. The Savior is Christ. It had a very important role, but it wasn't to get us into heaven. Because you can't get into heaven by trying to follow the Ten Commandments or trying to follow all of the ordinances of the Mosaic Law. Two, the Mosaic Law or any work system cannot produce divine righteousness in man. The Mosaic Law or any work system cannot produce divine righteousness in man. Three, the Mosaic Law demands perfect integrity beyond man's ability. The Mosaic Law demands perfect integrity beyond man's ability. Now, I want you to know it has been fulfilled one time. The Mosaic Law has only been fulfilled one time. And it had to be by someone who had perfect integrity, perfect holiness, perfect righteousness, perfect justice. It was fulfilled one time by the God-man, Jesus Christ. And He is the only one who has ever fulfilled the requirements of the Mosaic Law. The impeccable God-man, Jesus Christ, the only one who has fulfilled every requirement in the Mosaic Law. And then it says that because He did fulfill it, Christ is the end of the law. So the Mosaic Law demands perfect integrity beyond man's ability, And therefore, it points out man's condemnation and man's total depravity. Paul writes in Romans, there is none that is righteous, no, not one. There is none that doeth good. He writes that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the glory of God is the perfect holiness of God, the righteousness of God. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Mosaic Law points that out. It points out man's condemnation and total depravity. For the Mosaic Law can only condemn man. And man's self-righteous works and sinfulness as being inadequate to have a relationship with God. The Mosaic Law can only condemn man and man's self-righteous works and sinfulness as being inadequate to have a relationship with God. 5, the Mosaic Law is an instrument of condemnation. While the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is the only instrument of salvation and justification. Faith in Christ results in being declared righteous by God. 6, God's justice, God's integrity provided the Mosaic Law, which condemns man and points us to a Savior, Jesus Christ, who saves man. And so it's very important, it has a very important role. In fact, it's even called a tutor, the Mosaic Law, to not only condemn us, but to also to teach us and to guide us to the Savior, Jesus Christ, and salvation. Seven, however, if you use the Mosaic Law or the Ten Commandments or any work system as an instrument to get you into heaven, you won't get there. If you use the Mosaic Law or the Ten Commandments or any work system as an instrument to try to get you into heaven for salvation, you won't get there. 8. Keeping the works of the Mosaic Law cannot declare anyone righteous. Keeping the works of the Mosaic Law cannot declare anyone righteous. Turn over to Romans chapter 3. I haven't heard anything from you for a while as to what book you think we're going to be studying on Sunday when we finish Grace, our special on Grace. I've had a few people come back and tell me what their picks were, and that's great. I'm not going to say whether they were right or wrong. But Romans is a book that we could have because I haven't taught Romans yet, and it's a pretty good book. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. And therefore no one will be declared righteous. And I'm reading from the NIV, and they nailed the translation. They actually translated dikaiō the way it should be translated, declare righteous. Therefore no one will be declared righteous. That's the translation in the NIV, Romans 3:20. No one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. So no one's going to be declared right. If you're going to live in heaven with God, who is absolute righteousness, you have to be as good as He is. You have to have absolute righteousness. There's no one going to be in heaven unless they have the righteousness of God. And no one will be declared righteous by observing the law, trying to keep all the works that are demanded by the law or the commandments or whatever system of works you're depending on. Rather, it says, through the law we become conscious of sin. And then over in verse 28, Romans 3, verse 28, for we maintain that a man is justified by faith. A man is declared righteous by faith apart from observing the law. A man is declared righteous by faith in Jesus Christ apart from observing the law. And then, of course, this great passage, Galatians 2:16. But we know that a man does not receive justification. He is not declared righteous by the works of the law, but by means of faith in Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus for the purpose that we might receive justification, be declared righteous by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. Because by the works of the law, nobody will be declared righteous. So the Mosaic law and the trying to keep the works of the law cannot declare anyone righteous. 9. Rather, the Mosaic law is an instrument of condemnation. As Romans 3:20 says, and we saw, rather through the law we become conscious of sin. 1 Timothy chapter 1, First Timothy 1, starting at verse 8, we know that the law is good if one uses it properly. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irreligious, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers, for adulterers and perverts, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and for whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine that conforms to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which He entrusted to me. In other words, it points out our sins. What does the law do? It points out that we're sinners and we need a Savior. 10. The purpose of the Mosaic law is to curse mankind with a hopeless curse. The purpose of the Mosaic law is to curse mankind with a hopeless curse. Galatians 3, verse 10. Galatians 3, verse 10. We'll wait for you. You can get there. See, some of you ought to get these Bibles with the cheaters. It has all the names of the little books in the thumb tab, see? I have both. Then you can also go one step further. While you're memorizing a verse more than two words, memorize the books of the Bible in their order. See? Galatians 3:10, all who rely on observing the law are under a curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. Now listen to that carefully. Cursed is everyone who does not continue to do everything written in the book of the law. You, to avoid being under this curse, you have to follow everything continually written in the book of the law. And how many in here have done that? Been working on it? Nobody has. And then James 2 says, if you fail at one point, you're guilty of it all. And that's the point. We are spiritually dead. We're totally depraved. There's none that is righteous. There's no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why God sent His Son to solve the problem of sin. And He went to a cross and He became a curse on our behalf. And all of our sins were poured out on Him and judged once and for all in Jesus Christ. They were all taken care of. Jesus Christ is the only person who has ever solved man's problem of sin. No religion in anywhere in the world has ever solved man's problem of sin. Only the God-man, Jesus Christ, whom the Father sent to take on humanity, to go to the cross, is the only one that solved our problem and the whole world's problem. And having solved the problem by His work on the cross, having taken the judgment that we deserved, He offers a gift, and that's eternal life to anyone who believes in Him, and He declares you righteous. He imputes to you His righteousness and declares you to be righteous by faith in Christ. 11. Depending on the Mosaic law or any work system for salvation produces self-righteousness. Produces self-righteousness, which is in direct opposition to God's righteousness. Many Jews lost the advantage of the Mosaic law by trying to use it to get them into heaven. To try to use it as an instrument for salvation and by trying to keep the law to get into heaven. And they lost out. They lost out on the advantage. They had the Mosaic law. What an advantage to have the Mosaic law. But they lost out on the advantage because it was never intended to be used to try to get people into heaven. It was intended to show that we are sinners and we need a Savior, and Christ is that Savior, and we need to believe in Christ. Turn over to Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Romans 9, verse 30. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it. They didn't pursue righteousness, but they've obtained it. How did they obtain it? A righteousness that is by faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. But Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, tried to follow the Mosaic law to receive God's righteousness, has not attained it. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, see, I lay in Zion a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. And the one who trusts in Him, in Jesus Christ, who simply believes in Christ, will never be put to shame. Salvation is by works. And Paul points out, you know, there were a lot of Jews in the Old Testament and even in his day who were trying to gain the righteousness of God by works, by keeping the law, and they never attained it. And then he said, here were the Gentiles who never tried to keep the Mosaic law, and they have received the righteousness of God by faith in Jesus Christ. Faith alone, in Christ alone, apart from any and all works. 13. Nobody ever has been or ever will be justified, declared righteous, by keeping the Mosaic law or any system of works. Nobody ever has been or ever will be declared righteous or justified by keeping the Mosaic law or any system of works. Romans 3, 20 and 28, Galatians 2, 16, Acts 13, 38 and 39. We looked at the other passages. Let's turn over to Acts. Acts chapter 13. And we'll close with this morning. Acts 13. Acts 13, verse 38. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through Him, Jesus Christ, everyone who believes in Christ is justified, is declared righteous from everything you could not be declared righteous from by the law of Moses. Do you get that? Through Him, Christ, everyone who believes in Him, Christ, is declared righteous, justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses, by trying to keep and observe the works of the Mosaic law. Nobody ever has been or ever will be declared righteous by keeping the law, Mosaic law, or any system of works. It is faith alone and Christ alone, apart from any and all works. Now, this Galatians 2 passage, I want you to remember this. Go over your notes. Be ready. Come in next week, because now we'll go back to that 1 Peter 5. That 1 Peter 5, verse 12, just blows me away. I love it. But I love it because I know Galatians 2, and I know everything that went on in Galatians 2, and I know Peter got his butt chewed out. He got braced by the Apostle Paul privately and then in front of everybody. And he learned that he did not stand firm in the true grace of God. But he learned. And he's standing firm in the true grace of God when he writes 1 Peter. And he's standing firm in the true grace of God when he writes 2 Peter. He's there. He's standing firm. And in that word, standing firm. Oh, what a word. Histeimi. Stand firm. Histeimi. That'd be a great name for a church. Histeimi Bible Church. Stand your ground. We'll take a look at that next week. Well, not next week, because next week we have communion and Bob Wilkin. We'll take a look at that the week after, all right? With our heads bowed. If there's anyone who is here this morning without Christ, without hope, without eternal life, we want to make one issue very clear for you. When the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross, He was thinking about you. And every sin you've ever committed, past, present, or future, they were all gathered up by God the Father. They were imputed to Jesus Christ on the cross, and they were judged in the Lord Jesus Christ once and for all. And therefore, your sins are no longer the issue. The issue is not a sin question, it's a son question. What do you think of Jesus Christ? For the ones who simply believe in Him, there is the gift of eternal life. For the ones who reject Him, eternal condemnation. And right where you're sitting right now, with your heads bowed and with your eyes closed, you have the freedom and the privacy in your own soul to be telling God the Father that you are believing in Jesus Christ. And at that very instant, you pass from death to life, from condemnation to justification. These things were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become the sons of God, even to those who believe in Him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, Father, we thank You for the privilege of studying Your Word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name, amen.